This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. 5 months before the United States invaded Iraq and overthrew Saddam Hussein, Congress passed a resolution that authorized President Bush to use military force against Iraq. Well, now, Democratic Senators Robert Byrd and Hillary Clinton are calling for a repeal of that authorization. The repeal would take effect on October 11th, the fifth anniversary of the resolution's passage. NPR's David Wellner reports on this latest move in Congress to wind down the Iraq war.
Even before Congress passed the so-called Iraq Use of Force Resolution, some lawmakers had misgivings about the fact it carried no expiration date. West Virginia Democratic Senator Robert Byrd, who strongly opposed the resolution, tried and failed to pass a measure putting a time limit on it. New York Democratic Senator Hillary Clinton, who did vote for the Iraq resolution, joined Byrd last night in calling on the Senate floor for its repeal.
I supported the Byrd Amendment on October 10th, 2002, which would have limited the original authorization to 1 year. And I believe a full reconsideration of the terms and conditions of that authorization is overdue. This bill would require the president to do just that.
In the Iraq resolution, the president is authorized to use military force, quote, as he determines to be necessary and appropriate for two stated purposes. One is to defend the national security of the United States against what's called the continuing threat posed by Iraq. The other is to enforce all United Nations resolutions on Iraq. West Virginia's Byrd argues that the supposed threat posed by Iraq when the resolution was passed turned out to be non-existent.
No weapons of mass destruction were found in Iraq. Not just weapons that could threaten the national security of the United States, but also no weapons of mass destruction of any description.
But there's no clear consensus on whether Congress can retract an authorization for war once that war's started. University of Wisconsin political scientist Kenneth Mayer says Congress did take similar action during the Vietnam War with the Gulf of Tonkin resolution 6 years after its passage.
There really isn't a substantial precedent for this because although Congress did wind up repealing the Gulf of Tonkin resolution, that was expressed in much more general terms and wasn't initially passed as a specific authorization or what in modern times amounts to a declaration of war.
And as Duke University political scientist David Brody points out, while Congress has the right to repeal the Iraq resolution, what the legal effect of such a repeal might be is a whole other matter.
From one point of view, this might be saying, you know, can you unscramble an egg? Just passing a piece of legislation that says it's unscrambled doesn't do that. The Congress authorized the president to use force. The president used force. The president continues to use force.
And to hear White House spokeswoman Dana Perino today reacting to the move to repeal the Iraq resolution, the president would not likely ever sign such a repeal into law.
There's going to be many attempts to try to put a surrender date on the calendar. The president is not going to accept one.
The University of Wisconsin's mayor says there's virtually no chance that Congress could get the two-thirds majorities needed to override a presidential veto of such a repeal. So what would be the point in trying to pass such a measure?
I think it's probably largely political, I think, and trying to score points and make a point rather than any expectation that this policy would actually get enacted.
Mayer points out that for presidential contender Clinton, co-sponsoring the effort to repeal the use of force resolution might help deflect criticism of the fact that she voted for it and has refused to apologize for having done so. But another Senate Democrat, Ohio's Sherrod Brown, said today that a push for a repeal of the Iraq resolution might also help galvanize more congressional opposition to the war.
I think every time we bring another vote to the floor, we'll attract more Republican support to the point that more and more Republicans are going to at some point go to the White House and say to the president, this is a very wrong-headed strategy.
It's not clear yet when or even if the Senate might consider the effort to repeal the Iraq resolution. It could be offered as an amendment to a second version of the Iraq War Funding Bill currently being negotiated. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.